Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday. It's a very special day. It is sunny and beautiful out. It's 8:39. It's time to get to the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
Good morning, voters. This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Check out our Facebook page to see any clips or links that we mention on air. That's right, voters. It's election season's end today. Today's the day. So, I've got a few things on that, if I could. By the way, it's beautiful out right now. So
gorgeous.
It's like a perfect day. Here's a couple things. If you're voting in person today, here are a couple quickies to stay safe as possible. Try to go to a place where most of the wait is outdoors. So yeah, you can check polling places where the line is mostly outside. So you only go inside when you're doing your vote. So that's one thing you can look into. Vote at the least busy time of day. Most people vote before and after work or on their lunch break. So mid-morning or mid-afternoon, if you can do that, might be your best shot. Choose your mask carefully, they say. This might be that time to break out that beauty, the N95 you've been saving.
Yeah.
Whatever the case may be, wear a good mask. And I told you guys earlier, I saw this thing on the news where a guy was talking about how you can check the effectiveness of your mask by holding a flame in front of your mask, not on your mask, but out there like a birthday candle, and try to blow it out. And if you can blow out that flame, your mask is not working. Follow social distancing rules. That's the 6 feet away from other people in line around you. And that doesn't mean because someone crowds you, you should crowd them back and start fighting like children. Just try to keep as much space between you as possible.
Be the adult in the room.
Are you breaking my bubble? Give me my 6 foot bubble. Bring hand sanitizer if you can. After you vote, you'll want to wash your hands as soon as possible. But in the meantime, you can use hand sanitizer to get you through whatever it is you've had to touch.
That's solid advice.
And they also say, bring your own pen.
Oh.
So sure. I don't know if that's how it works, but why not have your own pen? Sure. I've definitely had someone where I'm in a store toss the pen up onto the counter, and I'm like, oh, Lord. I'm going to have to touch that.
Yep.
That's too bad. All right.
And then I'm going to, even just like the keypads and stuff. Typing
and there it is. You're like, well, holding my breath isn't going to help here, is it?
Darn it. But not touching your face will, and sanitizing ASAP is also helpful.
And lastly, as you're getting ready to head out and vote today, they say don't bring anyone who doesn't need to be there. So while I know that it would be great to share this experience with your kids, today might not be the day. Maybe next year or next time.
Kind of depends on what your setup is for babysitting. But
true. I was texting with Gretchen yesterday. Remember Gretchy? Everybody?
I remember Gretchy.
And Gretchy was saying her oldest kid is in 9th grade already.
No.
Yes. And she also said that
he was 4 years old a minute ago.
I know. That's how
He's
it goes,
in high
I guess.
School. Oh, my God.
And he said to her, this is the last election I won't be allowed to vote in. And I thought, good for him, man. Like, he's into it. That's great.
Wow. Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. She's got a ninth grader already.
Just out of control. Stop it.
Oh, so good.
That's her, everyone. Unfortunately, wow. She's talking about a lemon thing and not her
Paul.
Husband. Right.
Specifically, not about her husband.
Anyway, let me get on to some fun news. Last night, it's like the guy found the fountain of youth, man. Tom Brady was unbelievable.
Oh, this story again.
I swear, I think I'm going to get me a Tampa Bay hat. It looks like I got a roof for these guys. I mean, they are really something else, that team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They beat the Giants last night, and it looks like the warm weather is working for Tommy.
If I didn't know better, I would think that this was something about me, because you really never seemed to care about the Pats when he was on there. Huh. Weird.
I just feel like he's on a roll, and I hope he's able to complete and then take that trophy and shove it right into a trophy case.
Oh, someone over here. I like that kind of thing. Throw me the ball, Tommy. Come on. I'm ready. Oh, there's my big fat hands. Let's throw right in there. It's me and Gronk.
You got that? You done? I'll give you as long as you need.
That's all right.
By the way, he scored last night.
I know.
Gronk scored last night.
We're
going
to team.
Gronk and Tommy just passed. I don't know who was second before they got the
team.
Touchdown last night. What?
Like the second team?
No. Like, there's a. It was a quarterback receiver touchdown record.
That's what
Tommy and Gronk moved into second place. They still got a ways to go to catch up with Peyton Manning and Marvis Harrison, but. They clearly have a connection.
Oh, well, on our way.
It works.
We're going to break all the records today.
Right. Hey, Gronk.
This is unfortunate.
Shut up over there, buddy. Let's talk.
Because, you know, you're supposed to love someone for who they are deep down inside.
Yeah.
A deeper connection than, you know, hey, we all
age. A haircut, right. Oh, or aging, right.
Right. So, a 27-year-old woman in Mumbai, India. Did I say that right?
Sure.
She married a 29-year-old man back in September. And the day after the wedding, he revealed a little secret he'd been keeping from her.
Uh-oh.
That he wears a wig. That's right. He's bald. He's been wearing a hairpiece the entire time she's known him and only revealed the truth after the marriage was official.
When it was too late.
He pulled off his toupe, and she said, what the hell? Or I don't know what they say. I don't know. Can you do the Indian accent?
I probably shouldn't, though.
You're probably right. Anyway, he'd been wearing a hairpiece the entire time she'd known him and only revealed that after the marriage was official. And she's now filed a legal complaint against him where she says... She never would have married him if she'd known he was bald. And I'm like, well, that doesn't seem like that can be worked out. You certainly can't take that comment back, right?
It's not a good start on the foundation of your long-lasting relationship.
No.
You took off your hair, and I hate you.
Right. The police are looking into whether there's fraud here, but that
there is...
Yeah, except that, you know, I do
except
feel
what,
like
she's a
you
woman
should have
in,
had
in India, and it's not going to matter what she thinks.
I don't know. It seems like she's saying it's made the news. She's saying, I would not have married you, and I have the police looking into whether there's fraud. It seems like that marriage, even if she's not allowed to leave, that marriage is over.
Well, it's, you know, it's got a long way to go before it's back on its good feet again.
There's no way you can. I mean, I never would have married you if I'd known.
You were so ugly without any hair.
That's pretty. That's a convicted statement, wouldn't you say? I mean,
it is definitely not a nice thing to say. She could have said it a little, knowing that she might not be allowed to get this divorce.
Right.
She could have said it in a gentler way.
Man, that's brutal. Woof.
I hate the top of your head.
Yeah, I never would have married. You know,
What is she now everyone that? Knows he's bald, too. I mean, I'm sure he expected his new wife to keep that a secret.
I guess. Yeah, right? I don't know.
How do you not know that? I mean, I guess maybe they don't spend a lot of time making out. They're not like humming 40 minutes at a time, you know, dry humping.
Maybe, but usually.
I would think you'd touch someone's head, put your hands as you're kissing. Maybe there just was none of that.
We're talking about a different culture, so I can't speak to whether or not they, you know, shower together. Or usually you try to do all the stuff before you marry.
Well, we do here in America. Lots of mm-hmm. us do. Some of right. us don't.
So I can't say that she should have known or should have suspected, but... Ay, ay, ay. Anyway, let's move on.
I did not know.
So brutal, dude.
Fraud. Love me.
A guy in Carson City, Michigan got into a high-speed chase on Saturday night as he headed into an area where some people were out trick-or-treating. The cops stopped chasing him for safety reasons, so he got away. He headed to a place where the police went, okay, if we continue to follow this guy, he could plow some people and
yes,
we're going to... So this guy right. got away. But after the cops stopped chasing him, he crashed into a fence and then got out of his car and went to a McDonald's nearby.
Oh.
When he got to the McDonald's, he fell asleep. And that's where the cops found him the next morning. At
just
the McDonald's.
Asleep at a McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Do you think that they continued on the path and then saw the car and then followed the footsteps or just went, oh, well, there's a McDonald's right here. Maybe that's...
You'd like to think that was something, but who knows? Maybe.
What did he originally do?
He was at high-speed chase. I assume he was speeding.
Okay, so they just continued to follow him and then they said, this is dangerous.
Right. This is going to get somebody killed. Let's back off.
Right.
Hey, here's good news. Coronavirus news, everyone.
Oh, my. Good news on the coronavirus front?
Well, actually, you know what? I want to take that joking tone back for a second. First of all, Stanford is about to enroll 1,000 volunteers for Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine trial.
Oh, my God.
So they're moving into the third phase of the trial on, it looks like, on Friday. They'll begin enrollment for the third and final stage before a potential authorization.
Wow.
In which tens of thousands of people receive. I mean, this is, it's great.
It's huge. If that works out and it passes muster, then having a vaccine is the key here.
At least one coronavirus vaccine is expected to receive FDA emergency use authorization by the end of the year and will be made available early next year to a small number of high-risk individuals like healthcare workers, nursing home residents, and employees. So this is really important.
Yep.
They're signing people up if you want to get involved. Again, this is a Stanford
trial.
So that's something you might want to be part of.
Sure. Absolutely.
Or not. I mean, it's great that they're working on it, and that's good news. And this is from today's Chronicle. So... hopefully early next year. Let's pray for 2021, everyone. Everyone keeps going this year, and I'm thinking, please let it only be this year.
Let it only be this year.
Oof.
One lost year is all we need. Oh, can you imagine if they can get that widely distributed? Kids go back to school, people go back to work, things get back to normal.
Daycare comes back.
God, I want my whole life back.
Right. And then there's this.
All right.
Machu Picchu just reopened in Peru after being closed to tourists for 8 months. If you remember, I told you a story where a Japanese tourist had been stuck in Peru and had to wait out travel restrictions. And just before he was allowed to go back home, they allowed him to look at Machu Picchu because that's what he came for. And they were I guess they opened it just for him. But now they're opening it to everybody. They say... it's been closed to tourists for 8 months, but they're going to make sure people social distance, and now they'll allow just over 600 visitors a day. I'd heard, so this, if you don't know, Machu Picchu is one of the seven wonders of the world, and I looked it up and went, oh, that's debatable. Like there's
it's pretty amazing. If you, you know, it's a lost city. It's
I don't disagree, but they say that there've been multiple different lists of seven wonders.
Yeah, I have heard that, Vin, that there's like it's more like 40 wonders of the world, and depending on which ones people like the best.
Right. So there is a Seven Wonders Club or something here. No, the new Seven Wonders Foundation.
Oh, new.
And on the list is the Taj Mahal, the Colosseum, Chichen Itza. I don't even know what that is.
I don't know
what
that is either.
Machu Picchu, Christ the Redeemer, Petra.
I don't know.
And the Great Wall of China are the current.
Great Wall is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Well, isn't there like a seven man-made wonders and a seven natural wonders?
Right. So suddenly you realize it's not seven wonders. There's no consensus. It's just.
Right. It is wonderful.
Right.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I really.
And to get to it is arduous. Friends of ours went, and it's, you know, you go to a place called the Cloud City, and then you have to get from there. It's like hours on a rickety bus, and I guess maybe you told me this, people used to crawl all over that thing. Like, well, you were able to really.
I've heard that it's been stomped and that they've now had to be very careful. They won't let people,
you can't just wander willy-nilly anymore. Enough
follow the
have
arrows, everyone stay in between the right. Velvet ropes, don't mess up our place. It's a wonder.
It is one of the wonders.
Right.
We don't know which one, but it's one of them.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. I don't know what this one means. Raise your hand if you think Hooman is in the new iPhone commercial.
Is Hooman in the new iPhone commercial?
There's a bottom part. It says shooting a movie with only the phone.
Like
with the phone.
Oh, I think it says raise your hand if you think of Hooman when you watch that commercial.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. There's a pieces are missing, and that would have helped. Yeah. Anyway, no, I didn't think of him at all. But, you know, I have been seeing a lot of those commercials out there. Anybody get the new one yet?
No.
Me neither.
Which one is it now?
It's the iPhone 12. It's funny that they for a little while, they had people going and getting every single new one.
I feel
and
like
now
I just
like,
got the 10 and whatever one I have. I don't need another one right
that
now.
That much better?
Is
I
it?
Mean,
right.
Is it $1,500 better? I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm with you. Mine, it's so great. I'll keep the one I got. Thanks.
Square sides, though. Square sides.
I know. That is actually a legitimate thing that I want. But it doesn't matter as much because I put a case on it anyway. I suppose if I really wanted square sides, I could just get a case with square sides.
Oh, my God. 415 says, I dated a guy with a long ponytail a few times. The first time he slept over, I woke up and found his ponytail on top of a bath towel.
That guy wasn't just lying. He was super lying. That's an Uber lie.
I can't imagine.
I went with a wig with a ponytail.
I know dudes trip about their hair. I get it. And I think you do whatever makes you happy.
Right.
But I could not live with a thing clipped to the back of my head and making sure that I, at all times, don't knock it off my neck.
Right.
What a life. Yuck.
That's hilarious.
Okay. Well, whatever.
First time he slept over, I found it on a towel.
Gross, dude. Come on.
Oh, we're so
I'll read
vain.
The rest of your texts after these important messages on Alice.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.